RTL Stories, the podcast with Lisa Berg from RTL Group.
I think it's, as we are in the studio, I think it is part of the magic of TV and media, which makes it interesting every day. Every day, you still, after 30 years, I feel happy in the morning to go out of bed, and I never feel bored. Maybe this as well because it is not a 9-to-5 job, definitely not. If you are looking for that, then you do not stay for 30 years. We are in this technical domain. You have every 5 to 7 years, you have a new technology coming. You need to bring it to the next step. So there was always a change.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to RTL Stories, the podcast. I'm Lisa Berg, based here at RTL in Luxembourg. And as you know, if you've been listening in this series, we're exploring the lives of some extraordinary people who've made RTL their career home, investigate what they do and how they got here. Today, I'm delighted to welcome Xavier Thielen as our guest. 30 years ago, Xavier joined RTL Productions, which later became BCE, Broadcasting Centre Europe, which is an RTL Group company based here in Luxembourg, also your home country, Xavier. And today you're head of production and digital media operations at BCE. It's really wonderful to have you here.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm very happy to be with you.
And I'm going to tell our audience who don't know BCE, Broadcasting Centre Europe is a media and broadcasting company and station operator based in Luxembourg, part of RTL Group, and supports the media group's television and radio stations in terms of production technology and broadcasting infrastructure. BCE has its own infrastructure for broadcasting and data exchange, managing a broadcasting network, and as one of three main service providers in Central Europe, also holds a dominant position in the European market. Additionally, BCE operates its own studio, a fleet of broadcast and production vans, as well as infrastructure and staff in the areas of direction and post-production. I've got to know quite a lot of them quite well. As a private, non-public internet service provider, ISP, BCE provides its customers with its own network infrastructure and connections for streaming, data exchange and transmission, and operates its own data center for this purpose. And additionally, to all of the physical infrastructure, BCE also offers its own applications for program and production planning and rights management. Xavier, that's an awful lot under your remit there.
Yes. First of all, I would like to thank you, Lisa, because that was a perfect resume of BCE, and you could join us to help selling BCE furthermore.
Well, thank you to the team for helping me put that together, because that's teamwork there. But it's okay. A lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. And that's why we are, even so, Luxembourg is a small country and BCE in on European place is maybe seen as well as small. But we are quite strong. We are multi-departmental structure, servicing all this kind, and I'm not going to tell because I'm not going to say that good as you did the resume. Yes.
And of this, which would be the one you spend most time in? Not you, but BCE. I mean, where is BCE strongest?
Strongest, well, for the moment, it is still that we are quite strong in linear broadcasting, which is here the core business of BCE. But we are in a transformation phase. We know that linear TV is going to go to its end, and we are bringing BCE in this transformation to, we call it media as a service, dematerializing all, bringing all the workflows on software-based environment. And that's what we are really focusing on for the moment. All our R&D is going in that direction.
So you have an R&D department?
Yes, yes.
That's really good to hear, because in fact, there's a lot of companies these days who don't put the time, and it takes time. R&D takes time. It takes time and it takes vision.
Yes, we have this vision. We are in the reorganization. We have a new organization with a new CTO, and behind that, we are bringing this vision to the next step. And yes, we're doing R&D. historically as well, we need to say that BCE, or formerly the technical divisions of CLD-UFA, we were always very strong in R&D. We were pioneering in a lot of domains, from in the past, from analog to digital to high definition, afterwards going drop the tape, going file-based, then IP, bringing RTL-CD in the IP environment. But that was always done as well of not only R&D engineers, but the engineers on the field. They combine their powers, and I think that's the success of BCE.
And I can say with individual affiliation with your team members, they're amazing. You know, I am sitting in a studio that has been literally built by team members of BCE, and they are just so attentive and terrific to work with. That's not an advertisement, it's just my experience of it. But more to you now, 30 years, you've seen the transition to BCE, but you started before it was even BCE. So why 30 years in one company?
I think it's, as we are in the studio, I think it is part of the magic of TV and media, which makes it interesting every day. Every day, you still, after 30 years, I feel happy in the morning to go out of bed, and I never feel bored. Maybe this as well, because it is not a 9-to-5 job, definitely not. If you are looking for that, then you do not stay for 30 years. I think that's it. And as I said, this... we are in this technical domain. You have every 5 to 7 years, you have a new technology coming. You need to bring it to the next step. So there was always a change. And as you mentioned before, I started in Bertrange 30 years ago. That was RTL Production. That's where RTL Television, the big German RTL Television, was started the first years out there, almost as a garage TV.
In a chateau.
No, that was in Bertrange. That is where today you have Tango.
Oh, yes, yeah, indeed.
Yeah. There is where everything started 30 years ago. And I started initially in post-production there in Bertrange, and there we were handling all the material acquisition of our channels, mainly RTL Television, so all the programs, the films, the series that we RTL acquired. And at that time, that was really a job, you know. So you had... We were the first movies, they were still telecine. So you got 35mm prints, and you made out of that a tape to be broadcasted afterwards on TV. And so there is really this, you see that I'm still enthusiastic about this. And I think that's the magic behind it.
Yeah, I can see the smile on your face when you're reminiscing those times back there. And I know exactly the building you mean. It's nothing like our beautiful building here today. We really are very lucky to have this building. Now, thinking to that time and the enormous changes that you have seen, is there anything that you could not have guessed? There's so much change in 30 years in the way media operates. And I'm thinking also, you know, looking back from this point, what could you have guessed and what could you not have guessed would happen? Because media has really changed.
Media has really changed. And for 30 years, it is a big step. When I said before, we go in step of 5 to 7 years, then you see what is the next step, what is coming. I remember I started, there was the telefax was just coming out.
Oh, yes.
Imagine that.
I do.
Then, let's say 15 years later, I went with my son. Then we went to a post shop to buy a mobile phone, and they had a telefax in the vitrine in the exhibition there. And my son, he asked me,
what is this?
You know, you see how this evolution is. And when I started, they had secretaries, they still were doing telex to message.
Yeah.
And so that was a huge invention at that time. Well, I remember on a personal base when the mobile phones were coming out, they immediately said, well, at that time, they were quite expensive. And I said, the next step needs to be that everything is inside of a telephone, you know, of a mobile phone. So that was coming then step by step, you see. And I think that's the normal evolution as well with TV.
The reason I asked you this question was not just to reflect back on your 30 years of the step changes, but also because you're in a position, and you mentioned R&D, you have to be able to think forward. And we're on the precipice of quantum computing and AI really changing things. So how are you integrating that into the R&D of BCE?
In any kinds of where it is needed, we are doing researching on AI help. That could be, we had, for example, now we have a testing going on where we have SD material, and for our division Fremantle, who is selling the content, they are selling and they need to deliver HD. So we are testing for the moment to do an AI-oriented upscaling to HD, something which can be then done in very fast and very with much better results at the end. We are going in our media as a service. We are going to have all kind of AI. Could it be that, for example, for a program, when we get program in, we need to prepare it to bring it on air. So you have, for the moment, you still have a person that needs to define what is the start of the message, what is the end of the message. We need to put commercial breaks inside. And that's normally on a fade of a scene to the other one. So that is for the moment all human-based. And we are doing evaluations on AI-based tools to recognize all this and predict what could be this. Mm-hmm. This is an example, but there are hundreds of examples you could tell.
Because it really will change things and possibly exponentially. And so this probably feeds into your role today as head of production and digital media operations. So tell us precisely what your role means.
But so my part, I'm in charge of the business unit production and digital media operation. The production part, that is mainly Luxembourg based, so that is the studios we have, the outside broadcast fans, satellite news gathering, mainly for the Luxembourg market.
Events. All that,
events. For example, we do concerts. We are the host broadcaster for the football when the National League is playing. Then we have all these more formal events when the government related for National Day, when there is states visits, things like that. That is the production part. Inside of the studio, we produce corporate production. For example, we have a regular program for Luxembourg for finance. That's bi-weekly produced here in our studio. And for the Chambord TV, we have teams that are going and they produce inside of the Chambre when they are the plenary sessions. We have directors and video engineers producing the program to bring that on air. So that's a fulfillment of that. Then you have the digital media operation. That's a bit my origins, as I said, the post-production part, which was initially, let's say, going from, as I said, from analog tapes, digitization, and so on. And as we are now, since a couple of years, we are file-based oriented, and so it becomes more digital. That's why the new name is more the digital media operations, the handling of all the program acquisition. We do that for the channels that belong to the groups, to the group that are broadcasted here out of the building, or lately we have for RTL Nederland, we are servicing them all the content for their Videoland platform, which is now on Bedrock as well, an RTL Group company. So that is all file-based and then going over web deliveries to the platform.
And so through that then, is there any project that you're super proud of? Probably a few, but any that really stick in your mind?
Yeah, there is always one. But as I said, you have these two parts. You have the production part. There are some where you are technically very proud, and then they have some you are just for the event. For technically proud, that was, for example, when we got in 2005, 2006, I think we got the brand new HD high division OB van, and around that time there was the Grand Duchess from Josephine Charlotte who died. So it was. That was the first royal funeral produced and broadcasted in high definition out of Luxembourg. And when you are then, you are in charge of something like that, and everybody, I remember our CEO at that time, he came to me and said, I didn't sleep the whole night. I was so anxious, something was going not to work fine, but then we make it happen.
Yeah, I remember when I was at a different news organization, and as presenters, we were a little concerned about high definition. We thought every single flaw would show up in high definition.
Yeah, but that was really at that moment. Well, you have to know that Josephine Charlotte, she was the daughter of the Belgian king, so there was really a huge international interest of getting these high definition pictures out of Luxembourg.
Yeah, and on that point, you mentioned Belgium, and you know BCE has, you know, it serves a lot of countries, as we mentioned at the top. Have you not thought about working within RTL Group, even in a different country other than Luxembourg?
Yes, of course, and. As you might know, I have a Spanish wife, so it was not really predefined that we stay all our life here in Luxembourg.
And you speak many languages.
And we speak, many languages. It didn't. Well, I'm here, so it didn't happen. It didn't happen. So maybe as well, because I studied in Germany. I was much linked to the German side due to RTL Television. And my wife, she's Spanish. She does not speak German. So it would have been more to go to the French or to the Spanish side. And so these opportunities did not come up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we're very happy to have you here in Luxembourg. And now something that has cropped up a few times is BCE's values. This is something that's been underlined to me as important. So is that important in a company to have values, and what are BCE's values?
Yes, I think it is, and it becomes maybe even more important nowadays. We are becoming more a cosmopolitan company as well. We have many different cultures. We have different cultures, nationalities, profiles as well. And it is not anymore than when I started 30 years ago. You know, we were kind of a family. So it was kind of obvious to work together. So I think that is quite important. And then as well, compared to this transformation process that BCE is going on. And I don't know if you mentioned it, but we have a slogan behind now. We are BCE empowered together.
I never said that. Yeah. I left that for you.
Okay.
So you can say it again just to underline it.
So in this empowered together is already, for me, all the values behind it. So this is for me like, share your message, share your knowledge, listen to your customers, embrace all this is part of it. And I think that is important as we are going now from this more technical. And this is the first time we have a slogan which is not technical anymore. Before we were like BCE, the best technical company, let's say, just as an example. So now is this, we put in our DNA that we are not anymore technical. We englobe everything. And I think that's a value which is important for our customers as well for our employees.
Yeah, that makes me think of the female quotient of BCE. I know that it's a very technical background. I don't know what percentage of the workforce are female.
Definitely not high enough.
That's no...
It's not an excuse.
Well, actually, no. What I mean is it's not your fault, because I'm sure you'd like to have more. It's just for some reason or other, but it seems to be a male domain.
I think that is historically, this has changed as well, because we come from this, we are not any longer in this machine world, you know, where you touched and you had heavy machines and all that, where you could smell almost TV.
Cables.
So we are going now into this cloud base or on-premise. So we are looking for IT, a lot of IT engineers, as many other companies do. They're not enough in the market. And I am more 100% sure that we do not distinguish between a female IT or a male IT. We are just looking for good IT engineers.
Yeah, and yeah. I know.
And that will come. That will come.
Although the statistics for females doing IT and computer science is still on the low side for whatever reason. But the reason I just brought that up was not to shine a light on that at all, although we are encouraging more females to come and work at VCE. Yeah. It was more the fact that with the new slogan, that slogan, as you said, it's more encompassing. It doesn't put people off who might be scared of a technical work environment.
Yes.
And in fact, from what I know and have seen with BCE, of course, all of the technical work you do, you're doing it with your clients in a different, in a group, always teamwork, in different settings, many different settings, in fact.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm glad I got that right. Now, another wonderful thing, you have been here in Luxembourg all your life. Well, I don't know where you met your Spanish wife, but anyway, we leave that to one side. In 2015, you were awarded the Knight of the Order of Merit of the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg. Explain that to somebody who's outside of Luxembourg.
Okay, so it is an honorific distinction for the ones that they do not know the Luxembourgish side. It is an honorific distinction from the Grand Duke of Luxembourg. It is given by the Prime Minister on the national holiday, and it is chosen by the Prime Ministry on recommendation, in my case, of BCE. So it is always, it is that I think after 20 or 25 years in the career, you are entitled to get it, but then you need to, from the company or whoever who recommends you, then they need to give that. It is an emotional thing. So me being a Luxembourger, for me it is it was important. It runs in the family, you know. Some of my grandfather, they had, and so that is the emotion. But I think for me, I'm as well proud of it because I feel I gave, of course, into BCE and all my work life. But due to my position and with the production, I was able to give something as well to the country. You know, we were in charge of the that was as well 2005-2015, Luxembourg had the European presidency of the European Council, and BCE was then the host broadcaster. So that's something, then you feel proud. You give something to the country, and then even so it is an emotional part, but I'm happy to have it.
Well, congratulations. It is a real honor. It's a wonderful honor. I didn't realize that it runs in your family. Now there's some pressure on Savio Jr., who I just realized that's the name of your son when he came in your chat.
That's correct. But he might be the one who is doing the step, not staying in Luxembourg. He's studying for the moment in Barcelona. He's in biochemistry, and he's quite open of doing another way.
Well, there's quite a few Luxembourgers that go abroad and come back again.
Yeah.
I have seen this boomerang effect. Xavier, is there anything else you would like to talk to us about, tell us about?
A question to myself is, you know, I have done 30 years. What are employees or people that start today, what are they going to do in 30 years? I'm almost sure there will be very few that will do 30 years in the same company. The system nowadays is not set up like this. What would you give these people as a recommendation? For my time, it was always, and I always say that to my staff members, is polyvalence, you know. Mm-hmm. Especially for Luxembourg, this is important, that we have no mass market for nothing, you know, especially as well in TV. And so the more polyvalent you are, the more hungry you are for the change, the more you want to participate. I think that's something that remains important for the future.
By polyvalent, you mean multifaceted, to have many talents and to keep... Yeah,
and being open, you know, ready for the change, you know, question yourself all the time. And if it needs, go for the next step.
Yeah, that's very, very good advice indeed. Yeah, and I see that in Luxembourg as a country, because it has to be, because you mentioned its size, etc. So therefore that polyvalence, that's a lovely chemistry word. I like adding a little dash of chemistry here and there. Your son will be proud of you. Xavier, it's been wonderful to have you here. I know you're a busy man. You literally walked into the room on a phone call about an event. We are so grateful for your time, and thank you all of you for tuning in. Of course, you can reach us through all of the usual social media links, RTL Group on LinkedIn, X, YouTube and Instagram. We really like to hear your thoughts, and of course you can also go to the RTL Group intranet section. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for watching, thank you for listening, and especially thank you, Xavier.
Thank you, Lisa.